Do you own a pet or think you want one? I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Who can resist a child hugging a puppy and begging, please? Pets provide protection, teach children responsibility, and can be great companions. Children can be taught how to feed, clean up after, and train them. They can participate in competitions and even get certified for therapy work. Pets are great, but they do cost time and money. We love our outdoor cat. Three of my four sons live on their own and have a dog, cat, or combination of the two. So I'm not against animals, but I am keenly aware of their cost. Besides the price of purchase or adoption and food, there are a lot of other expenses to consider. You may need a crate, leash and collar, toys, and a fence. Don't forget vaccines, flea and tick control, heartworm prevention, spay, neuter, microchip, licensing, vet care, and grooming. And do you like to travel? Prepare to pay someone to watch them or pay boarding fees. Oh, and how about the unexpected cost, like the cost of damage to the house or apartment? The American Kennel Club says the average lifetime cost of raising a dog is $23,000. Indoor cats, $8,000 to $11,000. Jesus said, "For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Likewise, which of you desiring to bless your family does not first sit down and count the cost, whether you have enough to own a pet?" Now, before you buy a pet, be sure you have emergency savings set aside. Once you save $1,000, you'll be better off than 40% of all Americans who save nothing. Check out the Eli app today and download it at crown.org. That's crown.org.